with The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
No! No!
Goats.
No! No!
You may have heard their voices on the farm, but this is not a Swiss pasture. This is the campus of Towson University, just north of Baltimore. 17 goats in the so-called Harmony Herd from a farm in Harford County have been hired by the university as a four-legged weed-whacking crew. Their job is to eliminate an invasive species of plant, English ivy, that is smothering a forested stream valley beside a dorm. Veronica Cassily is the owner of the rent-a-goat business, which begins to attract a crowd of curious students.
The problem is we have so many invasives now, and they're growing like crazy. So yes, goats are the most sustainable way to get rid of all of these invasive species, because you don't have to spray, you don't have to worry about runoff into your creeks. You don't have to bring in heavy equipment, which is going to disrupt your forest. So the goats can go up steep slopes. You don't need a mower. Their droppings are fertilizer for the land. And as you can see, they make everybody really happy.
The goats not only like invasive species, they also seem to like selfies. Yuriza Guzman, a senior, is one of several students who use their iPhones to snap photos of themselves with the goatscaping crew.
I think it's really, really crazy. Once my sister put this on our little group chat, like, you would think, you know, Towson's a very city-like place. And when I heard goats on campus, I was very, very confused. I'm like, really?
Really. In fact, rent-a-goat businesses are popping up all over the country and advertising their services, gobbling up invasive species and undesirable weeds. Just look online, and you can find companies including Eco Goats, Inc., Rent-A-Ruminant, LLC, Vegetation Solutions, and my favorite, Goat Busters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Okay, enough of that. The city of Boston hired Goat Busters to clear poison ivy, Japanese knotweed, and other weeds from public parks and green spaces. So did a suburban Chicago Park District, a Frederick County, Maryland subdivision, and a cemetery in Washington, D.C. In some places, goat rental rates start at about $300 per day for a dozen or so animals. Some people even rent goats as natural lawnmowers. But if you try this, the website Goat World, which I found to be an invaluable resource, cautions that goats do not produce smooth putting greens. Goats eat the grass, but leave behind large spindly stalks that they find unappetizing for whatever reason. Also, if you are drinking the milk of your rental goat, Goat World warns that you may get a poison ivy rash inside your throat and stomach if you also use the goats to remove your poison ivy.
No!
So, a word to the wise there. Poison ivy, of course, is not an invasive species in North America, although goats are if they escape and breed. So on the Towson University campus and elsewhere, the goats are fenced in to prevent fleeing. Towson biology professor Jim Hull explained the goats have a real advantage. They tend to be more hardy than volunteer work crews of students, which he had first tried to use to remove the invasive English ivy from the school property.
We started by taking the ivy off of the trees, but then we needed to go to taking the ivy off the ground, and they ran into yellow jackets, or ground bees as they're called, and they were stinging the students. And so once that happened, I decided we needed to rethink this.
And so the new thinking is hire goats, not students. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
No! 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 No!